Good morning, WAMC Regional News with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
You got a ton of stuff in the paper today. We're going to go rapid fire. I'm going to say a word and you tell me. Okay, here we go. Bruno, that's Joe Bruno.
Yeah, the former majority leader who stepped down in 2008 under investigation, ultimately acquitted after two trials, is back in the fold. He privately met with the Senate Republicans to give them what was described as a pep talk. This after he gave them $1 million to help keep control of the Senate in this year's elections.
Senate Deputy Minority Leader Michael Gianaris.
Gianaris last week sent a letter to the Senate Ethics Committee saying we have to hold hearings on ethics reforms, including closing what's known as an LLC loophole, even though he benefited from that loophole and received money from limited liability corporations.
Judy Rapfogel.
Former top aide to Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, who had to give up his seat after he was convicted on corruption charges. She is now off the payroll, as is her $180,000 a year salary.
Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey hosts Saturday Night Live in New York City, even though her sport, mixed martial arts, is illegal in New York. It's banned in New York. Well, MMA supporters, including the UFC, are going to be in Albany and upstate for rallies this week, trying to get it legalized this year. Governor Cuomo has pushed for it in his budget this year for the first time. The Senate GOP supports it, and now it's going to be up to the Assembly.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
Michael Bloomberg dipping his toe into the presidential waters, potentially as an independent candidate. Typically, independent candidates don't fare too well, but he's looking, given where we are on the Republican side of things, and seeing how Bernie Sanders is doing a lot better than expected against Hillary Clinton in the early primary states.
Major New York City snowstorm. Two names, Governor Andrew Cuomo and current Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Working on parallel tracks, but complementary of each other. It looks like they're at least trying to tone down the anger that bad words and war of words that they've been engaged in for the last 6 months. You know, the governor gave the mayor high marks on the city's handling of the snowstorm so far.
We've been speaking with Ken Lovett. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. You can go to nydailynews.com or simply pick up a copy of paper to read all of Ken's work today. And as always, we thank you for taking the time.
Anytime. Be well.